this edition of Ask Harry Rinker on WorthPoint. Find out when to buy and when to sell Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett collectibles, and what Harry calls celebrity bounce.
Good morning, Harry Rinker. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Mary. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we really should talk about Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett.
Yes, we should, as a matter of fact. Both of them generated a fair amount of collectibles. First of all, Farrah Fawcett Major because of Charlie's Angels, but also because of that great poster that she did that was on a lot of walls in the 1970s. And also the fact that she aged very well. Her 50th birthday edition of Playboy isn't a bad collectible either. And of course, Michael Jackson, a great pop icon of the 1970s. And, you know, the death of both of them really brings me around to a favorite subject of mine called celebrity bounce.
Celebrity bounce. This ought to be good, Harry.
What happened was, when Princess Di died, her stuff went through the roof on eBay, right? And now, and we started looking at, because as you know, I track the antiques of collectibles marketplace, I started looking at phenomena where there were rapid increases in prices. For example, when Mark McGwire was chasing Babe Ruth's home run and then Barry Bonds, their collectibles, their rookie cards and so forth just went crazy. And when the Titanic movie came out, Titanic collectibles went kind of nuts for a while. And it occurred to me that, you know, there needs to be a way to explain this to collectors, because what happens is that these temporary spikes in prices don't continue.
They don't last.
No, they don't. So I came up with a concept when around Princess Di is called celebrity bounce. And essentially what celebrity bounce says, and it one of the tragedies of celebrity bounce is that often one of the things that triggers it is the death of an individual, although it doesn't necessarily have to be. It can be, you know, them doing something special, like if Federer wins his 15th major tennis tournament, there may be a celebrity bounce around some of his collectible stuff. But the thing about it is that what happens is that all of a sudden there's a lot of public attention on these people, and people say, well, I need a memento. I need something to remember them by. And so all of a sudden stuff floods onto the market, and it floods onto the market at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times what it would normally sell for if that celebrity was alive or the bounce was over. Interestingly enough, Michael Jackson, a lot of Michael Jackson stuff is up for auction at the moment, his gloves and so forth. I think he was having some economic issues, and so as a result, a lot of his stuff went up at auction. Mm-hmm. Well, the death of celebrity is great, but what auctioneer really wants that to happen? Usually the thing that is the biggest fun with all of this is what we call a divorce auction, when there's two opposing sides luring each other across the way, and people in the audience are ready to be scavengers and reap all this stuff. But the point is, here comes these death and here comes the bounce. And I'm going to tell you, if you go up on eBay or you go up on any other website and look for Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett stuff, you're going to see a ton of it. The smart people know this is the time to sell rather than the time to buy. The question is, how long does a celebrity bounce last? Well, the simple truth of the matter is, and it really is very basic, most celebrity bounces are over in a month or two. Princess Di is probably the longest celebrity bounce we tracked. She lasted almost a full year.
Wow.
But after a year was over, who cared about her stuff? I mean, you go up to the internet now, or you go to any auction where Princess Di, Prince Charles, stuff of Christmas, who cares about Prince Charles anyway? But, you know, any kind of stuff out there. What's the matter? You like Prince Charles?
No, my head is still reeling from the fact that auctioneers, nothing could be better than a death. And I'm thinking of our listening audience out there going, man, this guy is so crass. What could be better than a death? And it's just Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, icons of my generation. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, there I was getting Mickey Mantle's signature in his book. And you know, everybody knows that, you know, once the person dies, they can't sign anything more. So Mickey signs my book, and you want to say to him, can I take you out for a drink, and how's your liver?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, we're collectors here. We're collectors here.
I know,
there's
just a certain part, just a certain part. I'll just represent the neophyte collectors here, if you don't mind. When somebody dies, especially somebody like Michael Jackson.
When somebody dies, collectors get a smile
on
their face.
That's right. I suppose they do.
Most collectors have a list of their rivals, and they're just waiting for them to die. And the only question is, how quickly after their death do you contact the spouse to see if you can help dispose of the collection?
Whew, Harry. Harry, you're waking me up today.
Well, no, you know, what am I, you know, I have a
Well, I mean, what you're
reputation.
saying is true. I mean, what you,
I have a
I
reputation in
understand.
trade for telling it like it is. You know, they can all hide behind the table and do all this kind of stuff. Me, I'll put it right out front and say, "This is how it happens, gang."
This is how it happens. It's going to
Well,
make an
no.
auctioneer smile. Okay.
Well, no, because
The one
one of the
person in
things.
the world that's going to smile when Michael Jackson dies, an auctioneer.
Well, are all the people
Or
trying
the
to sell Michael
collectors.
Jackson stuff at the
Yeah,
moment?
yeah.
Now the question is, look, you know, look at the two people we're talking about, Farrah Fawcett Major and Michael Jackson, and the question becomes exactly how long will these celebrity bounces last? Well, clearly, I think Farrah's, unfortunately, is going to end within a month, maybe a month and a half at best, only because it's going to be overshadowed by Michael. Now, I doubt if Michael's going to go longer than 3 to 4 months. He might, but I don't see him going on for a year. You know, it's interesting with Michael, and to some degree, you know, he's being compared constantly to Elvis. It's fascinating to me that he's not compared to the Beatles. The Beatles have shown an amazing ability to go from generation to generation, to have new, younger people come in and appreciate their music. That's not true for Elvis, and I'm not sure it's true for Michael Jackson either.
I
And
think
so
you're
what
right there.
happens is that the people that are involved with this are, you know, the generation that grew up with them. Now, here's the deal. Michael is 50, or was 50 when he died, and Farrah was 62. The maximum value of any collecting category is when the generation that grew up with him is between 45 and 60. So in a way, Michael Jackson's collectibles were at or nearing a peak in value as his death occurred. This means that the generation surrounding Michael Jackson and remembering him, there's going to be a lot of nostalgia, a lot of reminiscences and so forth for Michael Jackson at this time. And I think that's going to sustain his celebrity bounce for a little bit longer. But I guarantee you, in a year from now, all these rapid increase in prices, all these high-end prices that are going to be asked, they'll all be a thing of the past. I mean, right now, if I had Michael Jackson stuff, I'd sell it, and a year later, I'd come back in the market and buy it back and pocket the cash difference. These
That's a
things will
good
not
strategy.
sustain themselves.
Well, did you notice last night in all the coverage of Michael Jackson that one of the items that came up on Harry Smith's show was, I think it was his agent talking about prescribed drugs and how he wasn't going to
Yeah,
keep
that's
silent?
what you want. You want the
I
jug
was just going to
bottles that
say,
were by
right,
his
because.
bed, right?
But no, I
It's
wasn't.
like it's like the guy that cut up all his victims and put them in the freezer, and then they sold the freezer on eBay. I mean, you really want the good stuff, really, Mary.
Actually, you know what I was actually thinking is there was something about him that that made me feel uncomfortable that he was trying to create a controversy. And so perhaps that if that
Well,
controversy happens, that will
there is going to
extend
be a
the
controversy. I
bounce.
mean, in a way, look at whether they were
See, you've
drugs.
drawn me into this sort of mentality
Well,
here.
you know, in terms of whether drugs were not involved in his death, or pills were not involved in his death. I mean, you could go back through a long litany of people where drugs killed them, like John Belushi and so forth. But you can also go back through a long litany where pills killed people. Judy Garland is a great example. Elvis is another. You know, these people get hooked on these medications, but going back to all of this type of stuff, this concept of a celebrity bounce is very important for collectors and others to understand, because you don't want to get caught up in it. You don't want to play into it. The other thing that's likely to happen too during this period of celebrity bounce is a lot of fake stuff is likely to arrive on the scene. Remember, with any personality, collectors divide things into two basic groups: those that were issued during the period when the celebrity was important, you know, like Elvis up through his death, but Michael Jackson through his time period when he performed. The stuff that's issued later, the compilation albums, the special licensed products after the fact, anything Beatles after 1970 is not the same as anything Beatles before 1970. And so you want to be real careful. There are going to be memorial edition plates, there are going to be special collector editions, things related to Michael Jackson being offered for sale. Do not sucker into them. There will be no long-term collectability market for that stuff either. It's being sold into the nostalgia fad and into the memory thing. Now, you know, if you love Michael Jackson, you want to remember him that way, that's fine. I wouldn't buy a reproduction of one of his gloves at this point.
Well, Harry, this is a very interesting topic today. So far, I would say, and we are really at the end of our time limit here, I would say that I've learned if I want anything to do with collectibles with Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, I should be selling, not buying. And
Right
I
now,
shouldn't,
right now, right.
right now,
Buying a year from now.
buy a year from now and pocket the difference. After that, I should also like be very careful not to go out and buy any of these retrospective albums or
Oh,
mugs that
or
were
any collector
created.
edition.
Yeah, any collector editions or mugs or this little necklace with Michael Jackson's image on it or something like that. So I've learned a lot. I've learned a
You
lot
betcha.
today, Harry.
Well, and you know what? You want to know the truth, you call me. Just remember, it's all one man's opinion, but I'm always right.
And, but you're always right, and you're
And I'm
certainly
modest, too.
always modest and entertaining. Absolutely. Bye, Harry. I also want to thank our editor and also our announcer, David Harder. Talk to you soon, Harry.
Take care, Mary. Have a good day.
Listen to more of Harry's podcasts at worthpoint.com and on iTunes. On behalf of Harry Rinker, Mary Brenneman, and the staff, thanks for listening.